good rabbi. Not covered. I don't know if it's covered rabbi or kibud rabbi. Probably kibud rabbi with Hamachal.
Kibud rabbi.
Kibud rabbi? Okay. Yeah. Whoever printed that is Machria. That our scroll?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Rabbeinu. Right. In the Lama Tzino Shum Averis, Chazal Echmir Rabbi Kokach, Kibud rabbi. Interesting. We don't find any Averis, the Chazal were as strict as covered rabbi. Our Kope Gam, the covered rabbi, Chayim Misa. Ashlimitzinu came b'shum davar. Now, if Reb Chaim says it's not b'shum davar, you can trust him. It's not b'shum davar. To me, it's a shocking statement. I would think Chil Shabbos, the Torah is more machmer. I mean, I think what he's trying to say is there's no leniencies in the covered rabbi. Meaning Shabbos, there's dreises, there's rabbanons, there's chiyuv tzkila, there's lavin. There are different madregas of Chil Shabbos. In kvod rabbi, there's one madrega. No covered, whatever it may be, even pagam, any pagam, the covered rabbi, chayim misa. So I think he's trying to stress that aspect, not the severity of the punishment. Skila is worse than misa b'dei shemayim, at least in the pecking order of chumrah, punishment. But I think what Reb Chaim is trying to say is there's no better, worse. Any pagam and covered rabbi is bad, is down to the bottom. Anybody who paskins in front of his rabbi is chayav misa. The meitziv melech kamei rabbi, somebody who puts salt in front of his rabbi. I don't know what that means, but I guess he puts salt in front of his rabbi. Also, the shor b'loy vlad dies without children. B'sham, the bar in Erevin, kiyach v'rach b'fnei rabbi, he spits or he puts his snot in front of his rabbi, chayav misa. Somebody who greets his Rebbe or returns the greeting in a regular way, meaning he says hi without saying Rebbe, or he argues on his Rebbe's position. I think that's what it means. What does he say?
He challenges the academy of his teacher.
Okay, it means that it's right. Chaya Misa.
He explains the salt business. That means he renders a legal decision.
That's what he said? Fine, okay. Thank you. Ubi Shabbos, I skipped. The Amru of Shavu Panov, that Gemara we just had in Daf Yomi, his face lit up, Sheshavta Zaken, meaning somebody asked the Rebbe a question, Rebbe didn't know the answer, and this Talmud knew the answer, and he felt great that he knew what his Rebbe didn't know. Rebbe Kiva said to him, Tamanim Tarach Yamim, I wonder if you have Arichas Yamim. The Gemara says the story happened Pesach, and by the time Rebbe Kiva went up there in Shavuos, he was no longer amongst the living. V'chein hava, ayin sham. V'chagiga, mevad b'rabbeisav, when he rebels against his rabbeim, chayim misa, ayin sham. B'shabbos, k'lamisatze, b'spedish shel chochem, one who's lazy in the hesped of a chochem, roi l'kayv rebechayav, he's roi to be buried alive. V'amru, mayre rabach, k'mayre shemayim. One should fear his rabbi like he fears the rabbi nishloilam. V'amru, k'lachaylik ha-rabbi, k'chaylik ha-lashchina. V'cholayisim ha-rivam rabbi, fights with his rabbi, guys, and Riva Maskina. Chomisraim, our rabbi, he tainas on his rabbi. I don't know, Misraim is tainas?
Complains.
Misraim, our Laskina. Chomaracha, rabbi, one who questions his rabbi. Chomaracha, Laskina. Mitzarach beer, Loma Chmiru Kokach, becovered rabbi. Why is it so severe? Ave Inyan he, who Inyan is, Kikala Tyron and Mukabalim Darmi Bidar, Admaisha Rabbeinu Lavashalom. Tyra is based on Messiah Satyra. We have a Messiah all the way back to Moshe. Moshe Mano Rambam, the Moshe Mem Dairis, and Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Ravashi. He counted 40 generations of Moshe to Ravashi. Chayn Hala, Kol Dar and Moshe the Dar Shal Achav. Moshe Amar B'Sifri, Sayy Pei Kazinu, Asher Tetzavim is B'nehem. You should command the B'nehem, your children. Amar Lam Tzara Chani La'azul Cham Taiva. I have to appreciate, show appreciation to Kaimu Satayra Achrai, that you will keep the Torah after I am nifter. Everybody should appreciate their children that will keep Torah after them. Rabbeinu Milutkia, Rabbeinu came, I don't know who Rabbeinu is, came from Lutkia. Maybe, I don't know. The nifness of Yaisa Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Blasa Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yashu Lefanov. Amalem, he said, Kirvu Lekan, come here. Tzarech Ani La'azin Tzayvu Lechem, so the kaima taira achrei that you keep the taira after me. Avatam tzichem lachzi tayvul levneichem she kaima satayra achreichem. Moshe gadlu. Moshe was the greatest. Bilu leba acherim. And if he wouldn't have others to continue the Messiah, there would propagate. in my mind that word popped up, so I don't know. What does that mean?
It will propagate
through generations. Shava, the Haisa Tairasi Shava, wouldn't be worth anything. Okay? We will stop over here. We will continue in Mircha Hashem tomorrow. Okay, I started to cut the thing. We are on the Gvezim and Bays. 9 lines in the bottom. Where it says, Akusim Metamim, Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. The Tachton is Metame like the Elyon. Now we don't know what that means, and that's what we're going to try to find out. When I learned the Mishnah, I said the Maskana. And the Maskana is going to be, and I'm going to say it because that's not in the Mishnah, that a man who lives with a Nida, or a Zava, is Metame, what's under him, like the Zav or Nida is Metame, what's above her. Meaning, the level of Tumah for a woman or a man Zav who lays on 10 mattresses is that they all become an Avatumah. The level of Tumah on the 10 blankets that are above them, again, the ones he doesn't touch, right? The 10 mattresses, he touches the top one, but the 9 bottom ones he doesn't touch. They become an Avatumah. That's called Mishkav. And the 10 blankets that are on top of him, besides the one he touches, are all Rishon L'Tumas, by a woman that's a Nida or a Zava, or a man that's a Zava. The one who lives with a Nida or Zava, his mattresses have the severity of her blankets, which means it's only a Rishon L'Tumas, not an Avatumah. That's what Tachtayin Ke'elyayin. His bottom is like her top, or like his top, or Bezav, meaning the bottom of his. One who lives with a Zava is the same as the top of a Zava or a Nida or a Zava. The Gemara is going to explain that, but the Gemara is going to have different Havaminas. Strike the Gemara by Mishkav Tachton Kelya. Ilema, the Ike Yud Matzois, is the Mishnah telling me that if there are 10 blankets, 10 blankets, or 10 whatever it is, mattresses, whatever Matzois is, the Yosef Alayu, and he sits on them, Metama Luhu, he's Metama all of them, Chita, the Pasuk says that. That there's no difference whether it's mattress 2 or mattress 3 or mattress 4. They all get the same level tumah. So if you're telling me tachta means the bottom mattress is like the top mattress, learn Chumash. It says in the Feirish that if a Zav or a Zava or anybody that's that level tumah lays on 10 mattresses, all 10 are the same severity. So the Mishnah does not have to tell me the tachta in the bottom mattress is ke'elyon, like the top mattress. We're now assuming they're all under him, and tachta refers to the one furthest away from him, and elyon refers to the one he's laying on, and we're saying it's the same halacha, shita. Now, not that the Mishnah doesn't tell me things that are in the pasuk. The Ramban explains that the Gemara is saying, this is mentioned so many times, why do we have to mention it here? Of course. Anybody that's at that level, Tumma is Matama, all of them the same. We know that already from multiple places. Avatum, yeah. The Hadaris Lu, this is Medras. Elushe Taktoina Shabayal Nida, Kelyoina Shozov. What's under the one who lives with the Nida only has the severity of what's on top of a Zav. Now, the truth is, it could have said on top of a Nida. Taktoina Shabayal Nida, Kelyoina Shonida. Anida, Azav, and Azav are all the same in the level of Tumah. But we're talking about a man, Zachaner says, so we compare it to a Tumah of a man. So we say the bottom of the one who lives with Anida is like the top of a man who's Azav. We could have said like the top of the woman that's Anida or the top of the woman that's Azav. They're all the same level. But we're talking man, so we compare it to a different Tumah of man. Ma'o Yoinish Azav, Eina Matama Lechon Amashkin. Adam, just like the top of his Zav, meaning the blankets that don't touch him, are only Matame food and drink. They're only a Rishon. They can't be Matame people. So if a guy is laying and he's covered, if a woman is that's a Nida or a Zav, or a man that's a Zav is laying, and there's 10 blankets, blanket number 2 through 10, which are not touching him, become a Rishon L'Tumah, and they're only Matame food and drink. So therefore, what's under the Bayolida will only become a rishon. That's what tachtain of the man is ke'el yain of a nida zavazav. Rashi. Rashi is miskav hazav v'anida metame adam. Duxiv. Ish ashi yishkav yiga b'mishkavoy. It says beferish. Man touches the medrash. Rashi's bottom of the Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. I'm sorry, second last Rashi on the page. Miskav hazav v'anida metame adam. Duxiv. Ish ashi yiga b'mishkavoy. A man who touches the mishkav of a zav becomes tamei. Siv calling the gay b'mishkava. It says the same by anida, right? So that anida zav zava, their madras is strong enough to make a person tamei, which means it's an avatoma. Let me just review this quickly. An avatoma can be metame a person or a keli, biblically. A rishon cannot be metame a person or a keli, biblically. It can only be metame food or drink. So when we say it's metame a person, that's saying that's a code word for av, and when it says it's metame only food or drink, it's a code word for rishon. So yainish or zav, but like a tachtayna is a metame adam. The bottom of a bayal nida is like the top of a zav, which means it's not metame people, it's only metame food and drink. Again, it's not an av, it's only a rishon. Frank the Gemara, yainish or zav, minai, manala. What is the source that the 10 blankets on top of the Zav, blankets moved to 10, is only a rishon, right? We're saying the under the Bayal Nida is like the top of a Zav. Okay, so where do we know that a Zav, his blankets on top of him are only a rishon? Duxiv. B'chol hanegeya b'chol lashayiyah tachtav. Anybody that touches. Now, what does b'chol lashayiyah tachtav mean? You could translate it to mean anything that's under the Zav. Right? But that doesn't make any sense, the Gemara says. I mean, if you read the pasuk simply, and you didn't know Gemara, you would say, anybody that touches anything under the Zav becomes Tamei. That's what you would say. Yipma. Now, my Tachtav, what is he touching? What is that yiyah tachtav mean? Ilema tachtav the zav. Is it saying something that's under the zav? So Rashi, who medras hazav, what the zav is laying on. Maybe ishashi yishkav b'mishkavay nafka. The pasuk right before, or right after, I don't have a chumash in front of me, and I don't have ayz v'hadr that brings me the pasukim, so I don't know which number is which, says, you touch mishkav, his mishkav, which is under him. So it said it already. So why does it have to say, v'hadr gay b'cholash yiyah tachtav? It says in the parsha, Ishashi Yigab a Mishkavai. It told me already that a man who touches the Mishkav of a Zav becomes Tamei. So why does it have to say Nuhaji Yatakhtav Yitma? It's a redundant statement. Ella must be Hanegeya Bechoyla Shiyi Hazav Takhtav. It doesn't mean touching what's under the Zav. The Pasuk means he touches what the Zav is under. So we're translating the word b'chol hanegeya b'chol hashiyah tachtav. Anybody that touches anything that he is under it, not that it is under him, but he is under it, because what's under him, I have another pasuk. So obviously this pasuk must mean that he is under it. Mind you, elyon shonav. Okay, so we know that the pasuk is talking about what's on top of him, but what level to? Again, we have to translate what is the case of the pasuk. So because we already have a pasuk for medras, must be talking about what he is under. Okay. Then the pasuk says yitma. What level tuma? Who is touching this? Who is becoming tamei by touching the blankets on top of the zav? Zokta Gemara. Not kai akasa mituma lechamura veivir lituma kalav. What happened is as follows. The pasuk says, this is the pasuk. B'chol hanegeya b'chol lashiyya tachtav, yitma, v'anoyse yaitzam yichabez begadav. Right? So now, if it means that a person can become tameh by touching the blanket 2 to 10, if you're going to say that, then the Torah should have said, The Torah should have said, anybody that touches anything that the Zav is under, or he carries them, carries means he didn't touch, he just carries, right? You can carry things without touching them. Like, I am now carrying the pen, even though I'm not touching the pen, right? So, that is Mechabit V'gadav. Why did the Torah put the word Yitma in between? It could have just said, and that would have told me that anybody that touches anything that the Zav is under, because that we already established, that the Pasuk means what the Zav is under. So it could just have said, anybody that touches anything that the Zav is under, and who carries it is Mechabit V'gadav, which means the person becomes Tameh, and his B'gadav becomes Tameh, right? So why does it say Yitma in the middle? Obviously, the Torah is trying to tell me it's not as severe as Mechabit V'gadav. Mechabit V'gadav is a higher level. That means Yitma means not such a high level. The Torah took it away from a high level. Because if it meant a high level, the word Yitma would not have been necessary. It could have said, by adding the word Yitma unnecessarily, the Torah is trying to tell me, whoa, this is not Yechabit V'gadav. This is a lower level. Not Ke'akasim, the Torah moved it, mitumah hamura, ve'v'yoyle tumakala, and brought it to a lighter tumah, that everything that touches it doesn't mean a human. It means food or drink. A human will not become tamei for touching the blankets. Only food and drink. Something Gemara who says, maybe it means...
What's the din of the first blanket, Rebbe?
Hold 1 second. So maybe the Gemara, the Pasuk means that the man becomes tamei, but his clothing doesn't. See, because the last, Yechabit V'gadav, is more than just that the man becomes Tameh. The clothing he's wearing becomes Tameh, even though the clothing is not touching is not involved in the carrying. The man is carrying. It says Yechabit V'gadav. Maybe the one who touches the blanket does become Tameh. And the reason the Torah added the word Yitma was to diminish the Tuma, that it's not the degree of Yechabit V'gadav, but he becomes Tameh. Why are we dropping it from Yechabit V'gadav to only being metame food and drink?
What's the difference, though?
There's different levels of Av. Some Avs are only metame people, and some Avs are metame people to become V'gadav. Frank the Gemara Eimer, not karkasim mitumah hamura, loy metame adam metame V'gadav. He's not metame a person to be metame V'gadav. I have adam oy V'gadav independently, metame. Right? Maybe the Torah, you're right. The adding the word Yitma is saying it's not as severe as the rest of the Pasuk. But there's a middle ground. It doesn't have to be just a Rishon. It can be an Av, but not the level Av that's Metame B'Gadam. A Mekra, Yitma, Tumakala Mashma. Dr. Gemara, it says Yitma. Yitma means Tumakala, which means it's telling me, it says, Yitma, Tumakala Mashma. Why does Yitma Tumakala Mashma? Rashi doesn't say anything. Does he say why Yitma Tumakala Mashma? I forgot. No, he's a Yankee check. I'm sorry, I forgot I prepared this morning, but what happens when you prepare early in the morning? Right, now I remember it. I'm sorry. Now I remember it, but I remember the Malbim stuff. The Malbim says that whatever it's Metame Adam, right, it says, Varochach Besorei B'mayim. And it wouldn't say, and if ever it's Matami Adam to Megala Begadim, it says Lechibit Begadav. Yitma is only used when it's only when it's a Rishon L'tumah. And therefore the word Yitma means Rishon. Meaning, because the Torah added a word Yitma in the middle, the Torah is saying it's not as severe. Because it would have been severe when it let Yitma out. It could have had the middle level, that he becomes Tameh, it would have said Barachat Vesarev Amayim. It doesn't say Varachat V'Sarev HaMayim. It just said Yitma. Yitma by itself means that the man is not tame. He becomes that item becomes a rishon. Or when the man becomes a rishon. But the man becomes a rishon when he touches. But that would be Barachat Desari B'Mayim. It doesn't say Barachat Desari B'Mayim, which means that the item itself is a rishon and makes food a tame. Again, every time a person becomes tame, it says Barachat Desari B'Mayim. Every time an av makes a person a rishon, it would mean Barachat Desari B'Mayim. But we're saying the blanket is not an av; it's only a rishon, so therefore it can only be tame food and drink, not people.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Someone who lives with a nida, what's his status?
I can't hear what.
Av or rishon? The one who lives with a nida is an av?
Yes.
And then, what is the first blanket?
Well, he's touching that. That becomes a rishon.
He's an av, but it becomes a rishon, the first one.
All blankets become a rishon.
There's no difference. Why do you say the two?
Wait a second. No, I'll take that back. By Anita, what's under her is an av. Under her is an av. What's above her is a rishon. By a bial nida, even the first one. By a bial nida, what's under him is a rishon, and what's above him is only one blanket, the rishon, the one he touches. There is no halacha that all of them are rishon.
What are they?
Well, a rishon touches a blanket, nothing. Midaraisa, even Midrabanan, really. A rishon cannot be matame any keli. A blanket is a keli.
Mm-hmm.
Person touches a rishon, he can go into the Beis HaMikdash. Without going to the mikvah. Matame. Again, Av is matame a person or a keli. A rishon is not matame a person or a keli. Only matame food or drink. So again, let me review this Gemara outside and then we'll do Rashi. The Gemara say wants to know what is the source, not of a bial nida. We're leaving bial nida alone now. We're talking about a nida, a zav, or a zav. Those three levels of tuma. What is the source that what's on top of them is only a rishon? Where do you get that from? Or that it is a rishon? Where do you get that from? What's under them, we have psukim. What's on top of them, we have no psukim. So we have a pasuk that says, b'chol hanegeya b'chol lashiyah tachtav. Now, if you read that pasuk simply, and you wanted to translate it, you would say you touch what's under the zav. Or zav or nida, they're all the same, right? But that's redundant because there's another pasuk that says if you touch what's under them, is considered tamei. So why does the Torah have to say it twice? So therefore we retranslate the pasuk. Not you touch what's under the zav. We're not talking about a bayol, we're talking about a zav. But you're touching what he is under. Whatever he is under is yitma. Now what level tuma is he? If it's a severe level tuma, we would have put it together with the pasuk right afterwards. By putting the word yitma in, it's saying it's not as severe as the rest of the pasuk where it's yichabes begadav, where he becomes tamei and his clothing becomes tamei. Now, so therefore we say it drops to the level of rishon. Frank the Gemara who says maybe it remains at the level of av, it can make a person tamei, but not on the level of Av, to be matami his clothing as well. Some tumas Av can matami the person only, and some are matami the person and his clothing, even though the clothing is not involved. The answer is, the word yitma is not used to refer to a person who became tamei. Because of that, we say also, Barachat Vesari B'Mayim. By saying yitma, we're saying that it's something that doesn't go to the mikvah, which is food or drink, which doesn't go to a mikvah.
So, again, a rishon, I don't know if this is, so 2 through 10 can be matame what?
Food and drink? I didn't hear what you just said. I didn't hear you.
Blankets 2 through 10 can be metame.
There's no difference blanket 1 through 10.
Yeah, there
they're
is by,
the
a, by a boil.
They're all
leader,
the same.
By a boil.
Again, we're not talking about boil
now,
leader now. We're talking about
I
a
know,
leader
I'm
or
asking.
A
dog. I understand. Yeah. I'm asking by a boil leader.
But we're not talking about that now. The Gemara first has to explain the law of Nida and Zavo and Zav. Then we'll talk about Bayon Nida.
Okay.
We're not at that step. The Gemara first has to establish what is Oyoino Shozav.
Mm-hmm.
What is Oyoino Shozav? Tachlin of a Bayon Nida is like Oyoino Shozav. So let's first figure out what Oyoino Shozav is. Then we'll go to Bayon Nida. First we're talking about the Zav himself, the Zav herself, and the Nida herself. We're not interested in Bayon Nida now. The pasuk says Bayon Zav. Yes.
And how does one distinguish what which avs are do a person is a person?
The Torah says Bechibas Begadav. That's the Torah says which ones are Bechibas Begadav and which ones are just Barakas Masayim and Mayim, and it doesn't say Bechibas Begadav. That's the Torah Zeres Arkas. Some are Mitami Begadim and some are not Mitami Begadim. See Perik Aleph of Kalim, which lists which ones are and which ones aren't. Yes. 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 And a Geya only becomes Tamei himself, and a Noise, we're not talking about now. You ask me a question, is there a difference between the gay and the nice? Sometimes, yes.
Is it this possible? I missed the step here.
Yidma becomes a reason.
We're translating it now because
correct.
We have methods already that this is talking about above the blanket.
Correct.
The bus continues. First is no gay.
So Rashi's going to address your issue. That's why we learned Rashi. He's going to deal with your issue right away. That's why we learn Rashi. Without Rashi, we'd be lost souls. Even though Rabbi Wein says when he was a little kid, he went to a shul, and there was a person giving a shiur, and the person only knew what Rashi says. And any Gemara that didn't have Rashi, he didn't know the pshat. So he told the Olam, see, Rashi didn't know either. So he didn't write, so I don't know either. How am I supposed to know if Rashi doesn't know? What?
Because when you learn Gemara, you
build Rashi. Yeah. That's Rashi. My new, Eilei Metaftav deserved, who Medras Hazav. My new Nisa, being carried on top of him. Now, Rashi says that words don't exist in the Gemara. We have it in parentheses. Rashi says, Beged Hanisa Lazav. My Taima, Vanoise Vanisa Ksiv. I don't know what these words mean. I think it's a mistake. That's why we have it in parentheses. Because Rashi took it out. Tosfos puts it back in. Rashi took it out. It doesn't put them together and say, and it adds the word yitma in the middle. The yitma is not talking about a person in a begadim. Only food and drink. Now, what's the rest of the pasuk talking about when it says, somebody who carries the mishkav or the maisha what's under the zav becomes tummy enough to make his clothing tummy. So the Torah switches from what's above the zav to what's under the zav. The first part of the pasuk, b'chol egei b'chol ashiya tachtav, means touching what's under the zav. He, Yitma, we're learning now, means only food and drink. But Hanoisei Aysam is going back on Mishkov, not what's carrying the blankets. But Hanoisei Aysam, one who carries Mishkov, Yechabes Begadav. You'll write a letter to the Rabbi Nishtram, but you'd rather him write the Torah differently. What guy thought about you?
We already have a
post. Yeah? But it says Hanoisei Aysam Yechabes Begadav?
No, but it's Malach Nogea, he's also
Nogea.
How can
you? But the Chabes Begadov.
Says it. The Isha Shehika B'Mishkavoy, the Chabes Begadov.
So, Madach Yiga Koshke Naitse?
Yeah.
He doesn't touch it.
How do you Naitse something without touching it?
Here. I just carried my pen.
Oh.
Back to the Gemara, so it's not Rashi. So the Gemara's question now is, you're right. It's clear from the pasuk that we dropped it. It's not as severe as Yechabes Begadav. But you've jumped two steps. You went from Yechabes Begadav to making it a Rishon. There's a step in the middle. And the step in the middle is to be Tameh without Yechabes Begadav. Just yourself become an Avatumma. And if you're an Avatumma, your clothing is not an Avatumma. Because your clothing becomes a Rishon. Right? Maybe you become an Av. I'm sorry. Maybe you become a Rishon and your clothing is Tar. If the thing is an Av, you become a Rishon. But that doesn't mean your clothing becomes a Rishon. You become a Rishon. Unless it says Yechabes Begadav. Right? There are two levels. Av can make you Tameh enough for yourself to be Tameh. Av can make you Tameh enough for your clothing to be Tameh. Shouldn't be metami a person to make his clothing tameh. That a person himself is tameh. And the answer is yitma means tomekala, because if not, the Torah would have said barachas v'sarei b'mayim. It would have told them to go to the mikvah. It doesn't tell them to go to the mikvah. That means it's talking about things that can't go to the mikvah, food and drink. That means only food and drink become tameh, person does not become tameh. So we've established, so far, the halacha of nida zav zav. We have not touched by olnida. All we've established is, under the nida zav zav, the medrash is an avatama. Here comes the difference, Dr. Harris. On top of the nida zav zav, the one that touches them becomes an avatama, a rishon l'tuma. Becomes a Rishon L'tuma. The one that's on top of that, the one that touches the Zav or Zava is called a Geya, right, it becomes an Avatuma. If you touch the Zav and the Zava, you become an Avatuma. So the first blanket becomes an Avatuma. The rest of the blankets become Rishon L'tuma. So there is a difference between blanket 1 and 2 to 10. Blanket 1 is touching the Zav, touching the Nida. And as we will learn shortly, touching the Zav and touching the Nida makes a person an Avatuma.
So there is a difference between 1 and 2 then?
I'm trying to see if I'm right. Maybe not. I'm wondering if I'm right. The one that touches the Zav, you touch the Mishkan. No, I'm sorry, take it back. It becomes a Rishon. I mistake. I'll stick to what I said originally. There's no difference between 1 and 10. They're all Rishon.
Okay.
Right. Touching the Zav, and touching a Nida makes you a Rishon. Dr. Gemara Vayitra. So that took care of Nida Zav Zava. Now, Bayol Nida, the Taktainish of Bayol Nida Minolan. How do I know that his medrash, what's under him, is like what's above her? The Tanya. It's a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk that a man that's by a Nida, Uti Nidasa Olav, her Nidas transfers to him. That's the watch in that Pasuk. The Pasuk says that a person who lives with a Nida, Uti Nidasa Olav, her Nidas transfers to him. Right. And then it says, Yitma Shivas Yamim, he's coming for 7 days. Now, what happens if he lives with her on day 6? She's going to become Tar tomorrow. She becomes Tar at the end of 7. She does Olav, does that mean he adopts her level? She's on day 6, so he starts on day 6? Says, Isha, he lives with Anita, she does Olav. Her Anita transfers to him. Okay, she's on day 6. She's on day 6. So he now becomes on day 6. Dr. Breitzer. Tina Dasa Shiyachol. I'm sorry, where are we? Yeah, Yachol Yalul Raglo. He steps up where she is. I don't know how he translates it literally. It means he takes over where she is. She's six, he becomes six. He lives with her on day five, he becomes day five. He lives with her on day seven, he only has to wait till tonight. He's coming for 7 days. So if that's the case, so why does it say Tina Das Olav? Just say, somebody who lives with a Nidus is coming for 7 days. What are we saying? He takes over her Nidus. I would think that the guy who lives with a Nidah can't be Matame another person. Or can't be Matame a Klicheres. Klicheres only becomes Tame when you move it. Right? He can't be Matame a Klicheres. When he moves it, he's a Rishon, Talmud Loi Matin Nidase Olav, then he becomes an Av. Mahu Matame Adam a Klicheres, Mahi Matame Adam a Klicheres, Avu Matame Adam a Klicheres. So the Torah is saying, no, he gets her level Tuma, which means he gets the level of being an Av. He lived with her, he becomes Tami for 7 days, but maybe he's a Rishon. How do you know he can be Matami another person? Maybe he's just a Rishon. Comes along the Pasuk and says, no, he becomes like her. The level Tuma becomes like her, that he's an Av. Now, if he's an Av, how about his Medras? Right? He's an Av. How about the bed under him? By a woman, she's an Av and the bed under her is an Av. That's the Chiddush of Medras. If you're telling me Tina Dasi Olav, you just compared him to her. So how far do you compare that? Frak to Gemara. She makes a Mishkav and Vaishav that the Mishkav and Vaishav is strong enough that it can be Matami a person and his clothing. Avu Aisa Mishkav and Vaishav Latami Adam Matami Begadim. Talmud Leimar, the Chalam Mishkav Ashishka Olav Yitma. Why did it have to say it? You just said he becomes like her. Why did it have to say Duchal Mishkav Yitma? Talmud Leimar, Duchal Mishkav Asher, Not Gan Tassuv Mitumekamura Mitumekava Veivile Deitumekala. By writing the pasuk, an extra pasuk, you just told me the man becomes like her. If he becomes like her, that means his Mishkav and Maishav should be just like hers, an Avatuma. Comes along the pasuk and says Yitma. Yitma means a lower level Tuma, because if not, the pasuk shouldn't have written it. Shane Talmud Leimar didn't have to say it. That guy's a Tumel Hamura, Bebili de Tumakala. Leimelach, Shane and Matame Leichlin Ramask. Frack the Gemara, the same kash as before. Maybe it drops at a level that it's not Matame Begodim, but maybe Matame Adam, Parak Revachoi, Eman Natka Kasim Tumel Hamura, Bebili de Tumakala. Maybe the Tyrant took it away from Begodim and made it just Adam. The only time Adam was Puyi Begadim. Ava Adam and Begadim Lutame. But either Adam or Begadim, Amravasi, Yitma, Tumakala Masma. Same answer as before. Doesn't say Barakat Vasarab Amayim. Says Yitma. Yitma means Tumakala. So what basically the Gemara said is as follows. We learn now by Bayol Nida that he takes over her Nidus. And we learn now that it means 7 days of Tumma. So why did the Torah say takes over her Nidus? To tell me that his level Tum is Av. Oh, if he takes over Anidas, so then his Mishkav and Medras, what he lays on, should be like her Mishkav and Medras, which is an Av. She makes an Av. She's an Av who makes an Av. The Torah says, oh, Mishkav is coming. Why did the Torah have to tell me? He just told me he takes over where she is. To tell me he doesn't take it over completely. It's only Yitma. What does Yitma mean? Tumakala, only food and drink. So his medras becomes a Rishon, like her blanket. Like her blanket became a Rishon, we brought a plastic before to prove it. And now we're saying his medras is also like that. It only is Matami food and drink, not Matami people. That's how
How about his blanket now?
His blanket? The first blanket becomes a Rishon, the rest are all tar. His first blanket is a Rishon, and there's no halacha that says that the top of him is tamid and he's been more than one. They're all tar. If I'm a Rishon and I touch this box of tissues, it's tar. If I touch food, it becomes a shady. If I touch, so this first blanket is a Rishon. that in Gezeres HaKosev that all 10 mattresses are a reach by a Odita. But doesn't say by 10 blankets. That only says by a Zav and a Nida and a Zav. So the first blanket is touching the by Odita. He's an Av and he's a reach. Second blanket is just touching the first blanket.
Right. When did we say
That's by a Zav. And a Zava, and a Nida, because it says, anything that he's under. That's Xavier's Akasa, that a Zav is Matami 10 blankets as a reason.
He's Matami Adam and Kli
Harris. Who? The Bayo Nida? Yes. He's an Av.
Yet he's a Tuma Kalam,
and
cannot be
in town with the cousin. Hold a second. With the blanket on top of him?
What are we talking about?
That's just you carry an Avela. Is your shirt Tamei?
An Avela is.
I'm asking you a question.
I'm a Rishon. I'm not an
Av. I want to know. Are you a Tamei Regadim? Why should you be? You're a Rishon. Rishon is not a Tamei shirts.
I'm a Nosei Avela.
You're Nosei Av. What happens to your clothing? Unless the Torah said, Yechab is begadav. Certain avs are not only metame the person, but even the clothing that he's wearing.
Okay, so there's different levels of avs.
Correct. And if you look in the Mishnah, first Perek in Kalim, it talks about 10 levels of tuma. It talks about those that are metame begadav and those that are not metame begadav.
So can a Baal Nida be Katam Megadim? No.
A Baal Nida is not, if a Baal Nida touches a person, you want to know is that person's clothing Tame? That's
is his clothing Tame?
He, yes.
For sure.
Yes.
So he does, he can be Tame a person and Megadim.
Yeah, because he's an Avatumba.
Right, you said there are different levels of Av. Rebbe said there are different levels of Av.
No, different levels of Av means that if they touch a person, even if they don't touch the clothing, the clothing becomes Tame. Everybody agrees that an Av can be Metame clothing. It can be Metame tables, it can be Metame any Kaili. I'm an Avatumba. I touch the maze. I am Metame this table every day, again and again and again. Now, if I touch Avram Cohn, he becomes a Rishon. But I can't be, the shirt he's wearing doesn't become Tame from me touching him. But if I'm a Tame, other than Tame Begodim, that would make that person and his clothing Tame. Again.
The bio himself. The bio
forget about the bio. Let's talk about Anita.
Yeah,
somebody touches her. His clothing didn't touch her. What's the status of his clothing?
Tame.
No. Tame. Because Tame. She's Matame Adam, Matame Begadim. That his clothing becomes as if it touched her. Certain avatumas can not only be Matame the person, but a Matame is the clothing he's wearing at the same time. You're not...
I'm saying that there's a person touches another person. We're talking about the one who was touched by that person.
Again, the need is an Av.
Okay.
Again, can an Av make a reason?
Yes.
Okay, when the person touches the need, does it become a reason?
I think it becomes an Av.
No, it does not.
It becomes a reason?
Yeah.
His clothing?
It happens to be that his clothing also becomes a Rishon, even though they didn't touch the Nida, or the Zav, or the Zava. So I think what you're
Rishon,
I'm sorry?
So he becomes an Av. The person she touches becomes an Av.
No, he does not.
If the person he touches becomes a Rishon, how can Batame, Begadim, and Kalim? It can all be food and drink.
Again. Let me try to say this again. Okay, I think we're missing a point here. An Ava Tuma can make a person a Rishon. An Ava Tuma can make clothing a Rishon. An Ava Tuma can make a table a Rishon. Certain Ava Tumas can make a person and his clothing a Rishon at the same time, even though the clothing is just touching him. We don't say the Tuma goes from her to him to his clothing. It goes from her to him and his clothing at the same time.
That's a strong out.
The person becomes a Rishon, his clothing becomes a Rishon. His clothing never touched the Nida.
There's a class called a weaker.
There's two levels of those that are Tongue Keepers Begadim. By the way, only the clothing they're wearing. Any other item of clothing he touches is not Tame. He's only a Rishon.
But not the Av clothing. You're talking about what the
Av
is touching.
The Av is touching a man.
That's where I...
And the man... His own clothing that he's wearing is becoming Tameh. Only what he's wearing.
Right.
Any other item, by the way, only when he's wearing when he touches the Tumah.
Right. He takes it off and puts on a new suit,
that's fine. He's a Rishon. He goes home and puts on his pajamas, the pajamas are tar. But his suit that he was wearing when he touched the Zav became Tameh. Even though the suit didn't touch the Zav.
Right. They all require
mikvah. Yeah, even Rishon has to go to the mikvah.
When was these things from?
What? You want to keep them, keep them. What are you going to gain out of it? What difference does it make? By the way, Chai Vada Matar asked me Berego. What does that mean?
Gary, I'm not
going to
guess.
It means go to the mikvah before a yomtzah, so you should be tar. As tar as you can be. I'm a tummy mace, I can't become tar. But in case I am this or that and this, going to the mikvah will take care of
it.
That's
only a
yontif
requirement?
Chazal say, chayvat matar berego, right? I mean, whether we pass that or not is a big shaila. The old troopers made of Yehuda, it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Yehuda wants to know why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch pass in chayvat matar berego? The old troopers made of Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that to you. However, it brought down that a person should go to the mikvah. It brought down a person should go to the mikvah Eretz Yisrael. Somebody told me, I never saw it inside, that there's a chayadim, that if you don't go to the mikvah Eretz Yisrael, you don't get the whole some very sharp flesh. I didn't see the chayadim inside, so I'm not going to quote it. It's a chayyadim. Whatever it is, it's a chayyadim that talks about people that go to the mikvah, don't go to the mikvah Friday. And by the way, chayyadim was a chassidish, so it's not like a chassidish thing. Chayyadim was the Talmud of the Gra. So it's not like, you know, it's but that's not my thing. Shulchan Aruch, I think, says to go to the mikvah of Yom Tov. He doesn't say chayyadim, matar, adim,
abaregel. It sounded
more,
is there too much chal on there? Were they allowed to learn Torah before they were going to
mikvah? At one point, when there was Tfilas Ezra, a person who was a Balkari could not learn. But they were Mavatl Tfilas Ezra. The Gemara said, Batlul Mitzulasa. So even in the time of the Gemara, they didn't have to keep it. What? Chaim said that even though halachically you're not required, if the person should do it, the Rambam says, "Miyam I live without." All Chaim is saying is that even though one is not obligated, it's a wonderful thing to do. And there are Rishonim that say they only allowed learning Torah but not davening. That's what Rav Chaim brings there. And the Rishonim that say Bakul v'Tfilasa was only for Torah but not for Tfilah. But we don't pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. We like the Shulchan Aruch. You know, he's our mainstay. If we keep all Shulchan Aruch, we'll be great. When we get upstairs, you say, Rabbi Nishlalem, I did the Shulchan Aruch, you'll be fine.
Why?
I see them say of a story that one of the rebbes once decided he needs a rebbe himself. He started traveling, he came to an inn, I met a guy. He asked him, what do you do for a Rebbe? He said, I don't have kayak to travel. I have a Shulchan Aruch. Whenever I have a Shaila, I do what he says. He's my Rebbe. So I said, you know, that's a great idea. He went back home. He said, I don't need a Rebbe. I have a Shulchan Aruch. He can be my Rebbe. He tells me what to do. The point is, the story is trying to make a point. Shulchan Aruch is a Shulchan Aruch. That's what we pass in life. People like to have chumras. It's one thing. But Shulchan Aruch is not love. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yalu l'raglo, yalu l'saifo. He gets like her aunt, Kabbalah Lebi Shishi Shla, who lives with her on day six. Yitro b'le avachos kamaisa. He should go to the mikvah next night. Zayin yamim afilu b'ala b'shvi. Even if he lives on the seventh day, he's tamim for 7 days. Mahi afilu, sorry, mahi matama adam l'tami begadim. Shalov, the asu b'kal b'chaimer mimishkava. The Torah never says that if a zav touches a person, it's matama begadim. But it says if he touches the mishkav of a zav, he's matama begadim. So it makes no sense that if you touch his mattress, you're Matami Begadim, but if you touch him, you're not Matami Begadim. So we learn out of Makav Akharim, Rafu Matami Begadim, other Matami Begadim, Shalom. Klicheres Beheset. The Abagam Dei Klicheres Makabal Tumi Me'alvi, right? We've learned this, that a Klicheres can only become Tami on the inside. But Beheset, Zav Bezav, when a Zav Bezav move it, it's Matami. Kedusiv, Uklicheres Ashiyigim Bayazav, I mean, the mechilton eizem agoy shukukuloi. What touch affects every part? Aviyamis ehaseikai. A zav touches a klicheres on the outside, it doesn't become tamei. But when he moves it, we view it like he touched it on the inside. Shein talmud leim evchal amishkav ashishkav olav yitma. Shrakai nemer tina das olav. It already says he becomes like her. Obedi dogs evchal negeim amishkav yichabes begadav. Why did the Torah write it? Bitumach amura shlayim mishkav yichomer kemishkav. His mishkav is not like her mishkav, l'tami adam begadim shalom. It's not metame, the person and the begadim. It's only metame, food and drink. Frank the Gemara, maybe it's metame, man or begadim. Adam begadim, ay adam imtigabai. Ay begadim imtigabahem. And the answer is that yitma means tumakala. The Torah said it's only tumakala, not tumakamura.
Meaning a reason.
It means a reason, correct. Everybody have a wonderful day.